Blog Talk Radio.
God bless you. You are listening to Prophecy Alive. I am so excited about this broadcast. Me and my Queen Katrina, who will come first, she will be interviewing the special guest we have with us, Daria and Gabri. We can't wait for this. Call a friend. Let them know we have twins. They are anointed, and we met them some time ago, and they are such a blessing. I mean, God has anointed these two young ladies with fresh oil, and they are going to be hosting, that's right, next Sunday, they're going to be hosting for us, Katrina and I, on Prophecy Alive. So you need to call all of your friends, the young people, those in college, those that are have a hunger and a fire for God. They will inspire you. They will bless you. And I want you to call them now and tell them to call in. And they can listen by phone, 347-539-5173. And if these two young ladies, Daria and Gabri, chooses to open the lines, it's in their hands. And again, next Sunday, they will be hosting at 8 p.m. Eastern Time, Eastern Standard Time. I don't want you guys to miss this. My queen is coming after this song, and she is going to she's going to be speaking with Daria. And then I'm going to come after they are finished, and I'm going to be interviewing Gabri. We're all going to be online. So the Holy Ghost is going to move, and this is not something that is a program. We're going to just speak to them. We cannot wait for these young ladies, Daria and Gabri. Stay with us. We'll be right back with Queen Katrina.
Like a mighty fortress, He's our God. Blog Talk Radio.
Well, praise God. At this time, I'm going to turn this over to my queen. Ladies and gentlemen, Queen Katrina. Are you there, baby?
I'm here, honey. How are you?
All right. Go ahead, honey.
I thank God for what's happening tonight, and I thank God for Daria and Gabri being on tonight. Yeah. Daria, are you there tonight?
Yes, I'm here.
How are you?
Good, thanks. How are you guys doing?
Oh, we're doing wonderful. I thank God for what he's going to do tonight through you and your sister, your twins. These two girls are twins. The young ladies are twins. And they've been such a blessing to both my husband and I, to our ministry, to our family. And we thank God for just what you're doing and how God's beginning to move in your ministry. Just upon meeting you all, it was such a blessing to me. I remember a time when I had just gotten off of work, and we all got together over the phone and began to talk. Do you remember that?
Yes, I do. That was funny.
It was so funny. And what I like about it is, although there's a great ministry that God has placed in you all, the two of your sisters, you're so down to earth. You know, we've seen a lot of people who they can never attain humanity because they wear their spirituality or their Christianity or I don't know how to put it, but you know what I mean, how they put their garment is I'm religious or I'm clergy. Mm-hmm. But you all carry a very humble, low-key persona. You're down to earth, and we thank God for that. Tell us, what's in your spirit tonight? What do you feel that the Lord is doing and what he wants to share through you as a young Christian woman who is going forth in the ministry? And if there was anybody out there who can meet you, have gone through some similar trials, similar tests, what would you tell them right now? What do you think the Lord would have you to say unto them?
I'm sorry, can you repeat that? You said, what would the Lord have me say to anyone that was going through?
Yes, if there are some people, young people listening right now, if there was something that you would want to say just to be an encouragement as some of the same tests and trials that you're going through right now as a young Christian woman, what would you say to them just to be encouraged this day?
Well, as a young Christian woman going through trials and tribulations or just tests or just going through circumstances, I would definitely first of all sympathize with them and understand where they're coming from and not come from a place of judgment or of a place of religion, and would just hear them out first. But I would encourage them, you know, to continue doing what they're doing, you know, and to continue trusting in the Lord and looking to the Lord, because, you know, we may fall, but, you know, like the song Donnie McClurkin, you know, in Donnie McClurkin's song, he says, we fall down and we get up. And it's not about how we fall. It's about us getting up and reaching to the Lord and allowing the Lord to meet us where we're at, no matter how imperfect we may seem to other people or to God. But God sees us as perfect no matter what. And when we fall, you know, he's right there ready to pick us up and to help us, to give us a guiding hand and to help us along our way and to help us get to where we want, where we need to get, where we desire to get, where he most of all desires for us to be at, you know. And he doesn't come from a place of judgment. He doesn't come from a place of, oh, you did this. He comes from a place of love and encouragement and to push us into, propel us into our destiny and to propel us into greatness. And when we go through things, it's not for our demise. It's to take us higher and to make us into the image of God and who he is, the person of Jesus. And so, you know, that's what I would encourage the person to not look at the circumstances, even though it's hard. And even though it's hard not to look at the circumstances, and it's hard sometimes when you think that God is not with you, but he's totally there, you know. And, you know, even for me, I think it's hard sometimes because I can't see him. I'm like, okay, God, I can't hear you. But I have to, like, constantly encourage myself. I have to constantly get up. And it's not even by my strength a lot of times. It's through the strength of the Holy Spirit. I have to constantly tug on the Holy Spirit to allow him to help me. And to not just allow him to help me, but to just receive his care, receive his help. Because sometimes I just want to do it my own way. Or sometimes I'm prideful. Or sometimes I just feel like, you're not here, you're not listening, God. And, you know, I just have to, like, rest in knowing that he's there. Rest in knowing that he's got me back.
I love that because you said some major points. You said God comes from a place of love. A lot of times we go into church or Christianity or just think we're leaving the world and then we come into a place of safety and we're told that we're doing it all wrong.
Mm-hmm.
So we do walk into a place of judgment. And therefore, the enemy began to speak to people in condemnation, but you gave a word of witness that God is love. God does not judge us according to what we think. So I thank God for that one. Also, you began to speak about your personal trials and how you made it personal. Because, you know, if I was just a normal listener, I'm just listening and I hear, okay, there's some Christian young lady on the radio. She must have something going, so I'm going to listen. You said you have trials. You said that you yourself sometimes have to encourage yourself. That's telling our listeners and that's telling people of the world that not we don't always have things going all the way perfect and we have to, this is a day-to-day battle. And that's what you were saying. I thank God for that because we always have something new to learn in our lives. And what you've been sharing, it's been blessings. What I thank God for is how when
thank
I
you.
First met you, I'm going to keep going back to this first day. It was such a blessed time on the phone. People of God, these two sisters get together and they begin to pray and the Holy Ghost falls and that comes from a place of intimacy. So I thank God for that and we laughed a lot. But you did share a little bit about your testimony. I am not sure if you want to share that this week or share next week, but the encouragement of love that you were just sharing, I think that's so powerful. And if there was someone, I always go there because I think about who would we talk to. I was speaking with a young lady today, and she said she was leading praise and worship in the ministry today. And she said a lot of people come and say, I'm coming to get blessed. But she was there to minister to others. And as a minister to yourself, as you're a minister yourself, as you're giving out in your daily walk, I know you're a young lady, you go to school, and I'm sure you minister often in natural conversations. Talk about that. Talk about some of your desires, some of your motivations. Speak about that.
Well, my motivation, well, talking like about ministry, like you said, I do minister basically through my conversations. I don't really call myself what I'm doing ministry, but I guess it's called ministry. You know, I'm just being who I am in my everyday life, whether it's at work, walking in a grocery store or whatever. But some of my desires, you know, I had a passion to see people healed emotionally, mentally, physically, and spiritually. And, you know, my desire is to see people in the body of Christ, not just in the body of Christ, but even in the world, to just walk in that freedom and to walk in that freedom and knowing the Father's love. That's my desire. I just, one of my pet peeves is I just cannot stand seeing people sick. It hurts my heart. It breaks my heart so much when I see people sick, walking in a wheelchair, or sick of some kind of disease or cancer. I just want to just go up there and just kill them. But I'm like, I can't do it, you know? And it's God. And, you know, me and God have had some battles with that. I'm like, God, why can't you heal this person? you know. So, yeah, so my desire is just to see people walk in freedom and in every avenue of their lives.
That is awesome. You know, I think about just when you were mentioning healing, how you hate to see people sick. That's a ministry of healing. And you're interceding. You're like, Lord, heal them. Let's fight. Let's do this with Jesus. Why can't you do that? And and even through your words, or, and I know Scripture says lay hands on no man suddenly. Sometimes do you just want to go out and just talk to them, or, you know, kind of rub your hand over their back. You know, oh, how you doing? And, you know, touch them a little bit and say that little secret prayer, or you just stand back and pray from a distance. How do you do that?
Well, lately, well, this past year, the Lord has taken, boy, we've been around the two people that came from, you know, a church called Bethel, which is in Redding, California, and they're all about healing and the presence of God. And these two people, they're couples, you know, they're a couple, and they just moved forward about, like, 2 years ago, and their desire is to see people walk, you know, they walk in their full identity as Christians, and to walk in that. I mean, like, you're walking in gifts of healing, prophecy, whatever it is, whatever the Lord has placed in us, you know. And by being around them, it's kind of placed us in, how should I say it? Actually, we've been pushed out of our comfort zone to step out and do things that we normally wouldn't do, like, which is, like, to go up to people, to just pray for people, and to do it, you know, boldly, you know, but not in a way that's like, oh, my God, can I pray for you? Like, to anyone, you know. So, like, how I do it is, like if I feel led to, because, you know, I ask people, like, say if I'm having a conversation and a person is talking about how they're sick or how they need healing, not even healing, but they just, we went to the hospital, they have this and this going on. So I'll just, you know, hey, do you mind if I pray for you? And I'll just pray for them, and, you know, and we'll come to agreement with each other with the prayer or whatever they're asking for. Or how I also do it, I kind of do it like what you said, is that I'll stand from a distance and just, like, pray to myself and just release, you know, the presence of God, healing, you know, breakthrough in their body. Or kind of like it, and the other way, too, where I would just, like, give them a hug, I shake their hands and say, God, just release your presence. Release your healing. I command everything to come into alignment in Jesus' name. So lately I've been pushed out of my comfort zone to do that. And, you know, it's a good thing. I don't know if I'm answering your question, but yeah.
Yes, you did answer my question. I remember when I first began to walk, and, you know, I was told, okay, you have the gift of healing, and, you know, there are many times you pray, you know, when you first get into Christ and you're praying all the time and everything is just lining up. You have this zeal and you're like on fire for God, and I'm going to pray, or I'm going to go and speak to this person. And you meet strangers on the street, and like you said, you go up and you speak to them. But sometimes that a little bit of resistance come up, because how are they going to receive me? If they're going to receive me, are they going to think I'm crazy?
Yeah.
But then you go up and you say, I heard the word of the Lord say, you should be healed, or you shall not die, but you're going to live to declare the works of the Lord. And when you speak to these strangers on the street and they receive that, that's a blessing. And then you get so excited in your spirit for how the enemy would try to make you pull back. So I thank God that you're moving in that, and that is being pushed out of your comfort zone. But you're doing it.
Yeah.
Moving.
Yeah. You're
right.
Out of that comfort zone.
Yeah,
tell me a little
right.
bit about your sleep. I'm sorry, go ahead.
I was saying, yeah, you're right, because it's like the enemy, that's his way of keeping me from moving into what God's calling me to do, you know?
Yeah.
By using fear. So that's it. What were you going to ask me?
I was going to say about your singing.
because you and your sister also sing, right?
Yes, we do.
Okay. Tell us a little bit about that. What type of singing? I know that you, loving the Lord as you do, are you singing any specific type of Christian music? Are you singing gospel? Are you singing, you know, worship and praise? Tell us a little bit about that, because the song that we started out with, it was very beautiful, but it had a warrior tone in it.
Mm-hmm.
I enjoyed that. Tell us a little bit about your music.
Okay, well, to comment on that song, like you said, it has a warrior tone, and one of my desires, and not just desires, like giftings, and I'm just going to put it out there, is and not be afraid to say it, is intercession. And so I noticed that when I'm interceding, it's like I'm warring on the inside and praying that things change and atmosphere change and just things happen, you know. And
yeah.
So that's partly why I like that music too, because you're like warring, and you're like it's not just warring in intercession, but warring in worship, and that's beautiful. So that's why I like that song, you know. And to talk about my singing, I've always liked to sing, and ever since I was a kid, and I never really pursued it or anything like that, but I've always had a desire to sing. My desire was to always become a physician. Maybe when I was little, I probably wanted to become a singer, but it was just like a dream that was never fulfilled or never pursued, you know. And but it wasn't like until a couple years ago that the Lord started giving me songs and melodies. Like I would hear melodies, different kinds of melodies, like classical melodies, jazz, R&B, rock, alternative, and just like different kinds, and sometimes messianic melodies. And so from there I would record these melodies on a recorder. So, and then later on, I just started to get like more songs or start writing songs. So the Lord has been giving me songs, so I'm working on that. I'm working on writing songs and trying to move forward in that instead of being stagnant and letting that dream pass away. And my singing, well, I'm like open to like all kinds of music. I'm not really crazy about rap sometimes, but I'm like open to all kinds of music. I'm not really crazy about heavy metal too. But So like my singing, it's just like a mixed. It's like it's worship, but it's like a worship from a place of, I guess, intimacy with God.
Yeah.
And from the heart. And I just like to worship. I like to worship because the worship takes you into the presence of God.
Yeah.
And it just takes you to another place. It changes your mindset and changes the atmosphere. And that's why I just love worship, you know. And it brings God's presence into the place, into your heart, where you need peace. You know, his presence comes in and brings peace. Or you need just whatever, you know. And what else am I going to say? And what else? Like, it's like a mixture of genres with my worshiping, you know. I just like to worship. I like things that where you're just calling out to God and just lifting him up, and that's just worship from the heart. That's the kind of worship that I like.
That is beautiful. That is beautiful, and we thank God for you. That is Daria, people of God. All you listeners, this is Daria. Stay tuned, and King Roderick will come on, and he will be with Gabri. Stay tuned.
Clap your hands and glorify. Lift your hands and glorify.
My special guest, Gabri. Gabri, how are you doing?
Doing well. How are you?
I'm doing so wonderful. I chose to, you wanted this song. I love this song, and I choose you. Welcome to Prophecy Alive. I enjoyed the interview with your twin, Daria, and my queen, Katrina. And after we talk and be blessed by you, we'll all join in and just share and bless the people. Welcome, and thank you for accepting our invitation and looking forward to you and Daria hosting. Speak whatever's in your heart, and I have a few questions for you, but just open up with whatever's in your heart.
Okay. Well, I just want to, first of all, say thank you for this opportunity to be able to, to be used by God. I really appreciate that, and I'm just really excited about what God has to do. Kind of clueless, but just going on with the flow of what the Holy Spirit would have me do. So I definitely look forward to this,
and I'm so grateful to the two of you.
Bless you. While this song is playing, tell me, I like this. Me and my queen like this. I Choose You. What is it about this song that really blesses your heart?
Okay, well, first of all, as my sister stated, she loves music, so do I. So I like catchy beats or catchy tones. And so, first of all, what I like about this song is that although it's Christian, it doesn't sound like the typical kind of Christian music that's out there. It's like a universal kind of Christian music. So that's what I like about that song. But I like what she's saying, because she's like, I choose you. And, well, God is like everything. You know, He's the reason why I live. He's the reason why I breathe. He's my everything. Whenever I phantom of straying away, I just don't know what that life would be without God the Father. And so I choose Him in everything that I do. He truly is the way, the truth in my life. And so with Him, I have total dependence upon Him. So in everything that I do, not out of religion, not out of work, a work mentality, a performance mentality, I choose Him. I choose to speak His words. I choose to meditate on His goodness, even when it's hard. Sometimes I catch myself and I'm not. But I get back and I'm like, no, I choose you above all else, Father. I choose to be used by you, to be glorified by you in my very life, in my very existence. So that's the reason why I like the song.
It is so good to have met, as McQueen said, talking to Daria. You two carry such an oil. You all make us think about in Matthew 25, the 10 virgins, and 5 were wise, 5 were foolish. And the foolish virgins represents religion, and they didn't have any oil. As a matter of fact, they represent people who are not interceding, people who are not loving one another, and they had no oil. You two represent two of those wise virgins to us, and my queen also, and there are many more people who have it, but you two, Gabri, you carry oil, and the oil of the Spirit. I never will forget and how you guys just one night began to pray for us, and me and my queen, we were in the car, and I was sitting there, and all of a sudden, we got on the phone, and you and Daria began to pray. Me and my queen Desire, twins. And all of a sudden, twins come in our lives. And I told you all how my dad is a twin. And you guys begin to pray and just open up your spirit. You prayed, you laughed, you sung. And you guys are going to pray in just a moment after our interview. Could you tell the listening audience, how did this happen to where the Spirit of God just burns in you all's heart and you all just begin to pray, and it's so powerful? Gabri, talk to the listening audience about that.
This type of intercession, you know, just comes from a hunger for the Lord, and it comes out of intimacy with the Father, and again, total dependence upon Him, as in a way of saying, Father, without you, I can do nothing. Without you, I'm clueless, you know. But it's not just about, and you know, for me, when I intercede, it's not just about what I can get from the Father, but it's really that intimacy with Him. I truly desire just to be intimate with the Lord. I truly desire to be a friend, to be that daughter of His. I truly desire just to know my full identity in Him. I truly desire just that intimacy with the Father, just as a, you know, if a child has a good relationship with their father and they know without a doubt that they're absolutely loved and cherished and honored by that father. and they have such great communion with that Father. That's the same desire I have with my Father. And I didn't have a great relationship with my Father, my earthly Father, but I desire that awesome relationship with my Heavenly Father. And the more I press on to Him, the more I seek His face, the more I desire Him out of anything else, the more I get closer to Him. Yes, it's okay to ask for things, but I desire Him above all things. And I know that all the other things will follow. Did I answer your question?
Yes. Praise God. The joy of the Lord, as you know, is our strength. You know that the strength that God has given you comes from the Lord, because as we have shared, your life along with Daria has been full of challenges. But as an overcomer, there are many young people who are experiencing challenges in their young life and in relationships and different areas in their lives that they are being challenged. Many are in college, and they need a word from somebody that really understands them, with family and issues and the challenges of just simply being young and discovering themselves. Can you speak to our, we have many college students as far as Germany and beyond who listens regularly. Can you speak to those young people of how to overcome? What do they need to overcome life challenges?
Well, to overcome life challenges, well, let me just speak from a college student standpoint, okay? First of all, when I was in college, I was just new in my relationship with the Lord, but I realized that I didn't have a lot of support from the church and from older individuals in the Lord. So who could I run to? Did I run to the world? Did I run to substance? Did I run to things that would only mask my real concerns? I do have to say that the Lord has blessed me, not in a prideful or pompous way, but He has blessed me with self-discipline. And that only comes through the help of the Holy Spirit. In college, to give you a prime example, when I was taking a very difficult course, such as organic chemistry, I didn't know how I was going to pass that class. I was seeking for help. Couldn't find help. Those who said that they would help, they just bailed out and they didn't keep their word. But both my sister and I were taking class, by the way. But both of us, we said, Father, your word says that you will leave us a comforter who will teach us all things. All things. So we said all things. We literally took God for His word. He said all things, Father. You're going to leave us the Holy Spirit who will teach us all things. So He didn't just say spiritual things. He said all things. So that means organic chemistry. That means how to manage relationships. That means how to operate in self-control. So I literally depended upon the Lord, upon the Holy Spirit, to teach me how to understand organic chemistry. I started off with an F in the class and ended up with an A in the class. No tutoring. Well, the instructors did help me at times, but I was completely clueless. But the Holy Spirit wasn't clueless, because He creates all things. And He knows all things. So that's one example. Another example to young people is really to, again, cultivate that relationship with the Lord. Sometimes you may not hear Him. Sometimes, you know, some people have visions and whatever, but sometimes we may not hear Him or see Him visually. But the choice is on us to just continue to pull on Him and trust in Him, because that's what faith is. It's believing in something that we cannot see, believing in the Lord. Believing in the Lord for His goodness, believing in His goodness. You know, the enemy is really trying to deceive young people, trying to deceive us into thinking that God is not here, God does not listen to us, God does not answer all of our prayers. I mean, I have my moments too, still do. But at the end of the day, I have to say, Father, I choose You. I choose to believe in Your goodness. And then the more I continue to trust in His goodness, the more I continue to allow the Holy Spirit to have His way in me, the more freedom I receive in my life. So that's what I do. So in essence, as I'm saying to all of us young people, is to really pull on the Lord. Like your whole life depends on it. Pull on the Lord as if you have no other avenue, no other choice. It's so easy for people to depend on substance like alcohol or, you know, any kind of drugs or even sex, whatever the situation, whatever that temporary high is. So easy to pull on those things because it provides a temporary relief right then and there. And sometimes sin feels good, but it's hard. I find that it could be hard to pull on the Lord, who gives us eternal happiness, who gives us eternal peace, who gives us eternal joy. So my advice is for us to continue to tug on the Lord as if He is our substance that we want to totally use, not abuse, but use. So tug on the Lord and ask the Holy Spirit, ask Him to come into your life and show you areas where you need His strength. Like I literally say, Holy Spirit, Father God, this is an area that I'm struggling in. This is an area of unbelief that I have. So Holy Spirit, I need Your help. I need Your help. Because right now, I'm having a hard time believing in You. Right now, I'm having, I just don't want to believe in You. I don't feel like it. I don't have the strength to carry on. It's hard. So, but at the end of the day, the Holy Spirit will come and bring me comfort. Even when I don't feel it, I have to believe it. And what I realize is the more and more I trust in the Lord, the more freedom I'm able to walk in, the more the better my relationship is, not because it's not based on how hard I work to get it. I can just rest in Him and know that He will take care of the situation, even when it's hard. So that's my encouragement, is to tug on Jesus as if your whole life depends on it, even when you want to satisfy the flesh. Tug on Him and satisfy your spirit.
Wow. Wow. You know what? I'm telling you, Gabri, as you were speaking, that is so honest and real. And this is what people need. They need transparency, because people are dealing with real problems. Do you care to share, if you can, if the Holy Spirit lead you? The lines have been filling up since you too. Sisters got on. If you care to share a little bit more about the trials and tests, only what you feel led to share, because there are so many people that is wondering, does anybody understand? Does anybody understand? Go ahead.
Okay, so you want me to discuss like trials that I face, or?
Yes, however you want to. You're doing great. We are being blessed by your words. Just whatever the Holy Spirit allows you to speak on.
Okay.
What were some of the toughest things that you had to endure that you feel led to share, that there may be more Gabrys out there, that you could say, sister, brother, this is how I am dealing with or I've overcome. Just whatever you want to, feel free. Go ahead.
Okay. Well, the first thing that came to my mind is growing up in an abusive household with both parents being abusive. So that was a challenge as a kid. But you know when people say, well, when did you accept Jesus as your Lord and Savior? And their notion of it is, well, you have to go in front of a pulpit, accept Christ into your heart, or do it in front of people. Well, I've done that before a few times, like probably most of us have. And I still keep accepting Christ into my heart. You know, it's a non-ending story. You know, it's not that I'm backsliding, but it's a non-ending story. It's like, okay, Father, I receive your presence. I receive more of you. I just ask that you just come into my heart and just rock my world. And so going back to the abuse as a young child, again, both of my parents were abusive. I grew up very depressed, feeling as if I didn't want to exist in the world. But I also grew up having some kind of a relationship with God. That's why I said, you know how people say, when did you receive Christ into your heart? Well, I remember as a kid, I was raised Catholic, but I did visit other churches, and I did say, Father, I receive into my heart that typical prayer that people have you do back then. I don't know how it is now. But for some reason as a child, although I knew I fully wasn't like the typical churchgoer or whatever, I had my own little relationship with the Lord. And in the toughest times of my life, growing up in an abusive household, I would Jesus, I would journal and say, Dear Jesus, I'm feeling like this today. I'm feeling like this today. But I would always find myself praying for my parents, always find myself praying for a better future. How did I know to do that in the midst of my pain? I don't know. Truly, it was the help of the Holy Spirit. Did I ever say, Holy Spirit, I ask that you come into my life? I remember doing that. But God was so good and so sovereign to just come and meet me where I was at. So again, both my parents were physically abusive, emotionally abusive, mentally abusive, and verbally abusive. Most people say, well, that's weird to have both parents being abusive. I didn't think it was weird because that's how I grew up. You know, that's what I saw. And I saw lots of friends of my friends or peers having fun, enjoying life, while my sister and I, we had to be stuck in the house, and we got in trouble for every little thing. We were called names. We were just debased by our parents, you know, called all kinds of names. And we were beaten in different, like, in cruel ways for all kinds of things if we spoke our mind. So we didn't have that freedom of speech. We were constantly walking in fear, constantly feeling tormented, constantly feeling less than, and emotionally and physically scarred. So when I left the house to come to college, when I left the house to go to school, to college, I was on my own, and I began to just, again, trust in God. I wasn't going to church at all, but I was still developing my relationship with God. Not in that typical way where I had to go to church or whatever. But I knew I just had a strong desire for the Lord. I knew I had a strong desire to have a relationship with him. And, you know, I had a strong desire just to walk in so much freedom. So as a child, you know, a teenager leaving the house to go to college, I had to learn how to live life without my parents. I had to learn how to be Gabri and not be who my parents, you know, not be who what the experience dictated in my life, you know. And that ultimately, honestly, it came through the help of, again, the Holy Spirit. But it also comes through the help of him using his people in our lives. So I came to college, prayed to God that he would send me to a good church. And I was sent to a church. And in that church, the cycle of abuse was repeating itself. I was there for a reason. I learned a lot. That's where I learned a lot about faith and, you know, total dependency on God. And I was bruised and hurt by many Christians. I would project that hurt on God and say, Father, why are you allowing this to happen? Why are your people like this? They should be the most loving people on earth, but then here they go, hurting people. So that pattern of abuse was perpetuating itself in my life. It was also perpetuating itself in my workplace. And I said, wait a minute, this is a cycle, and that cycle needs to be broken. So here I was living my life, not under my parents' roof, but my covering was the Lord. And he wanted to take me to a journey where he would take me to a place of healing, a place of freedom, a place where I would walk in my identity and him, not in my heart, not in my experience. Now, am I still dealing with, am I still going through a process of healing? Yes, because throughout the years of hurt and pain, I developed destructive, like, habits of thinking. And what that means is strongholds, pretty much that means strongholds. Anything that opposes the mind of Christ, anything, any thoughts or ways or behavior that opposes who God is. But if I began to develop, so I had those destructive habits of thinking, and so I started going to this church again, started working for places, for companies that were abusive, and in the midst of the situation, I found myself getting frustrated, becoming really hurt, and the Holy Spirit, when I would ask the Holy Spirit, what's going on here, the Holy Spirit would literally show me, this is a cycle that's perpetuating itself, but I want to set you free from that. This is not my spirit, even if it's in the church where you have certain leaders in the church controlling you in the church, what's called spiritual abuse, controlling you, controlling what you should say, what you shouldn't say. I grew up as a child where my parents would say, don't say this, say this. Or if you say, or even in the church, if you say this, then you're not considered a good Christian. You're not. You don't trust in God. If you express your feelings and emotions, you're not trusting in God. And so the Lord began to show me this cycle, and he showed me the thoughts that I thought concerning myself as unattractive, as not intelligent, as not desirable, as not successful, or never to amount to anything good. So all these lies.
Well, praise God. I am so happy about Gabri. We had a little technical issue. Are you back, Gabri?
Yes, I'm here.
Good. We went out a little bit, but go ahead. Continue where you were.
Okay. Where did I leave off at? Okay. I'll just...
The church
okay.
And the hurt. Go.
Okay, yeah. So the Lord just began... So I grew up not feeling love. I grew up not feeling, not viewing myself as beautiful, not viewing myself as intelligent, not viewing myself as someone worthy that God created, okay? But this process, like this this process of healing took forever, and it's still taking some time. But where I was at now, where I was at before, and where I'm at now are two totally different, like, two totally different phases of my life. So God has brought much freedom in my life. So to go back to the hurt and pain, so the Lord began to show me the cycle of my life, and he began to show me that I have a voice, that I am strong, that I don't have to tolerate abuse, that even if it's in the workplace, even if it's amongst Christians, it's not him. It's not the Spirit of God, because the Lord does not come to bring condemnation. He doesn't bring fear. He doesn't preach out of fear. He doesn't teach out of fear or condemnation. He simply loves. And as the Word says, love covers a multitude of sins. So I was at that church for a short time, but God was just training me and preparing me and teaching me. I was being hurt at the same time. I was emotionally wounded. I came in even more emotionally wounded. And I was at that church for a very long time. And then eventually, after 7 years of putting up with that, I said, you know what? This is 7 years of too much nonsense that God is not calling me to be. And so I left that church and I started going to a different church. And that was a totally different church. This new church I started going to, totally different church. They're big on the Father's love. They talk about the Father's love. Seeing God the Father, seeing God as a Father. Not a Father that's authoritarian, not a Father that's controlling, not a Father that is unloving, not a Father that wants you to perform just to show you how much he loves you. He's not like that at all. And so those destructive habits of thinking where I felt unloved, where I felt rejected, where I felt unwanted, where I felt unattractive, because I was in the atmosphere where the church, where the church cultivated the love of the Father, where it allowed for mistakes to happen. You know, oftentimes you hear people talking, well, there's a spirit of excellence. Well, the spirit of excellence, to me, I learned, it's not in man's order, but it's in the order of the Holy Spirit. And where the Holy Spirit is, where the Lord is, there is liberty. You know, there's freedom. And so, also this church was a place that cultivated healing, to allow the Holy Spirit to come and heal you, heal me, and other people from all past hurts, from all deceptions, from all from things that have been hindering me from growing closer to God, from seeing who I am in the Lord. And I just, like, began to break free. But it took a process, and it still is taking a process. But I am much farther than where I am at before. So I believe that it's important to be in a church that cultivates healing. And as my church's statement is, it's to rescue, restore, and release. To rescue you out of your bondage, restore you into who you are in Christ, and release you into all that Christ wants you to be. So it's in an atmosphere, like even with Roderick and Katrina, they cultivate that atmosphere of healing, of love, of total respect. And so because when we're in an atmosphere of total love, where we know that the love of Jesus in us covers a multitude of sin, just his love fully covers a multitude of sin, his love brings freedom, then that's when we're able to thrive and be all that we're called to be in the Lord. So that's pretty much it. So to answer your question, that's my testimony, and the Lord is taking me to a process of just, again, knowing who I am in him. It's not about performance. It's not about how much I can do to gain his love. It's not about my culture, because once I'm in Christ, I follow his culture. It's not about my experiences. It's about who Christ sees me as lovely, as wanted, as beautiful, as
successful, all the good stuff. Okay?
Wow. You know what? Ladies and gentlemen, I know that you're being blessed. We're going to a break. Thank you so much, Gabri. Wonderful as you begin to share, you and your twin. I am so blessed. We are so blessed. We're going to bring my queen and also your sister, Daria, after this. Praise the Lord.
Blog Talk Radio.
My queen, are you there?
I am here.
You know I am looking so forward to these young ladies that are beyond their age. Don't you think, sweetie?
Absolutely. It has been such wonderful interviews with both Daria and Gabri. The testimonies are so real and down to earth, and they are so helpful to so many people. Just to let the people of the world know and the people of the kingdom know that they are not alone in their struggles, but with God and through the unity of the faith, they can stand and walk. That is such a blessing, the way these two are showing an example of how the Holy Spirit, He is real, and He will teach you and lead us into all truth. That is awesome.
You know, we're going to bring them back in. And Daria, Gabri?
Yes.
You see,
hi.
Ladies and gentlemen, I cannot tell them apart. Katrina, can you tell them apart yet?
No. When I think I have them, I'm wrong.
Oh, boy. Well, let us all share. Before we went off, we went ahead and extended the time, and I could just feel the people just enjoying them. If you would like to speak to Daria and Gabri, 347-539-5173. If you would like to call in and press 1, they'll be glad to talk to you. We're going to be having them in a few minutes pray after we just share. We have become so fond of them, haven't we, my queen?
Yes, we have. They are hilarious.
Are you guys going to bless us with singing a song? Or?
I don't know about today.
Okay, they may do it but, Sunday coming up. Go ahead.
Oh, okay. Give me a prepare then. But this is Daria.
Great.
Katrina, when you were asking me about worship, one thing I forgot to add was, you know, like how I view worship is like me at the feet of Jesus, and like washing, like, you know, Mary Magdalene,
yes,
washed Jesus' feet with her hair,
yes,
with the oil. That's how I do it. That's how I view worship. And so it's like I'm just like in a different world, just me and Jesus, and that's it.
Yes. That's beautiful.
Yes, Lord.
When you spoke about that, I think that's so awesome because, you know, Mary, considering her prior occupation, right? The world would see you are not supposed to. Think about even when she washed his feet with the oil of spikenard, the people said, that is, why is he allowing her? Doesn't he know who she is and what's her profession? Why is he allowing her to even touch his feet? And wait a minute, that's some priceless oil that she's using to touch him with. But Jesus, that tells you of his great love. He did not say what people thought. And that's the judgment of the world. So when you talk about worshiping your God at his feet, I think that's so profound and so, that's saying, God, I know we're intimate, and I know you love me so, but I just want to stay here. And again, going back to Mary, she gave him her best.
Yeah.
Yes.
So when you speak about that, we just look forward to your music. We just look forward to the worship.
Oh, it's awesome.
Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Okay, now listen. Listen, y'all. Now we talked about many heavy subjects, and I can just feel the people being blessed.
Yeah.
I want to ask you two a question. I know I grew up with a lot of siblings. My queen, her siblings. Okay, you guys are twins. Okay, break it down. Tell me about the fights. Praise the Lord. Come on now, just who wins? Praise the Lord.
Well, I think I always win because I'm the shorter one. I'm shorter.
Who
than
are
my
you?
Sister and a computer, so I'm always I'm the winner.
Is Gabri?
So whenever we fight, this is Daria.
Daria, okay.
Yeah, so I think that when me and my sister fight, I'm always the winner because I'm shorter and I'm cuter. So. She just can't help but feel sorry for me.
Baby, she's cuter. You see that dignified way of saying I look better? Okay.
No, it's not a dignified way of saying I look better. She's cute too, but I just happen to be shorter than her. And people are like, oh, you're so cute.
It's cute.
Like, treating like I'm the baby, you know, like I was, you know, so she's pretty. My sister's pretty, you know, she's beautiful, so. But,
wow.
Do you have any, Gabriella?
No.
Oh, thank you.
So do you think, Darian, although you look just alike, right, to me, that you're cuter because you're shorter or because you're the baby? And that her being the older one, she spoils you. Is that what I'm hearing you say?
Oh, I'm the older one.
So Daria's the older one, so
yes.
You're the shorter, the cutest one, and you want your baby sister to spoil you.
No. Well, you know,
that's what it sounds
you must be prophesying because she does spoil me. She's a good sister.
Oh.
A good sister. You're a sister.
Yeah.
How far apart are you guys?
We're just 2 minutes apart.
Oh, so somebody's 2 minutes older, Daria?
Yeah, I'm
Daria.
Older.
Oh, 2 minutes. 2 minutes.
Were you all fighting coming out?
Mm-hmm. Well, you know, she took all my food. That's why I came out first.
I want it all back.
All my food. That's why I came out first, shorter, and, you know, smaller. Okay, I was 2 pounds and she was 5 pounds. So we were both premature.
Listen.
Anything else?
Before we go off the air, can you all just have a word of prayer for the people? Ladies and gentlemen, this is how we do when we're not on the air. We just talk, and we talk real. And I have enjoyed this. How about you, baby?
I have. I am enjoying this profusely.
Are you all looking forward to next Sunday? We are. These twins, they're going to be hosting Prophecy Alive, and it's going to be their broadcast. And I know that we're going to make sure that we let every one of you know, and they're going to be a fantastic host for that day. Any last words, Daria and Gabby?
No.
This has been a full broadcast. We actually
extended
the time because of the anointing of God. Honey, anything on your heart, baby?
Just looking forward to the prayer so we can go into the presence of God.
My God. Well, we'll turn it over to you, Daria and Gabri, and for a word of prayer, and then we will look forward to what God has for us on next Sunday at 8 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. Take it away, twins.
Father, this is Gabby.
Yes.
So, Father, I just thank you for just this awesome day. Thank you for this opportunity to just be a blessing. Thank you for Roderick and Katrina, for them being a tremendous blessing to my sister and I, not only to us, but to tons of people across the world. We thank you, God, that lives will continue to be touched as they minister to your people. Thank you, Father, that as we stated several times before in previous shows of theirs, that they carry that love, just love, that love that is safe for people to be all who they're called to be in you, Christ. So I just thank you for the audience right now that's listening. I pray that you would supernaturally bless them today, that you would pour down heaven on their lives, that as it is in heaven, let it be on earth in their lives, God, and their relationships. I pray for married couples that whose marriage seem to be in despair, whose marriage seem hopeless, and I just release the presence of Christ. I release the love of Christ. I release the life of Jesus upon that marriage and upon each heart. In Jesus' name, I thank you, God, that every single thing that the enemy means for bad, that you're totally and supernaturally turning it around for your good in that marriage right now, in Jesus' name. And I thank you, Father, for just divine revelation from heaven that you will give them about how to be married in Jesus' name. So I thank you, Holy Spirit, for what you're doing, what you will continue to do. I pray for those who need your physical healing tonight, those who have been praying for years on a certain condition, and I just bind this sickness and pain, whatever it may be, and I just release heaven all over it. I just release your presence all over it, Jesus. And your words that, you know, you prayed, Our Father who's in heaven. He said, pray like this, Our Father who's in heaven, hallowed be thy name, thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. So the reason why I say I release your presence, I release heaven on the situation, because in heaven, that's where there's fullness of joy, that's where there's healing, that's where there's everything that you, Jesus Christ, represented on earth and much more. So I just release heaven upon that person's body, that person, that sickness right now, and say, be gone in the name of Jesus. And I just release life, the life of Jesus in that area in Jesus' name. And so, Father, I pray for college students that are still seeking to know who they are in you, Christ, that it will be easy. I just decree and declare that it will be easy for them to know who they are, for them to be your sons and daughters. It'll be easy. I just decree and declare that it'll be easy, Father. That it'll be easy for them, by the Spirit of God, for them to know who they're called to be in you. That they will have such a hunger and thirst for you, Christ. That they'll have so much fun with you that it won't be like chores with you, God. But they'll have so much fun with you. And I just decree and declare that as they seek you, that you will meet them, Father God. That you'll be so real to them like never before, in Jesus' name. Yeah, so Father, I just release your Father's blessing upon that woman, that girl, that child, that man, that boy that never had their father around, never had their parents around, or never had proper love in the home. I just release your love, your fatherly love, Jesus. Your fatherly love upon them, that they will know without a doubt that they're loved, that they're accepted, that they're not rejected, that they're not abandoned, but they've been adopted into Christ. They've been adopted as your sons and as your daughters, Father God. So I thank you, Father God, that they imitate your very nature, their very lives express you, Jesus. So I just release the magnitude of your presence, Father God, upon these individuals' lives right now, in the name of Jesus. And I just ask that your truth will prevail in their lives. Your truth will prevail in their hearts. Your truth will prevail in their minds, in their interactions, in their experiences, in Jesus' name, Father God. And Father, I pray for our men in the world. You know, oftentimes there's so many ministries out there for females. But the men need help too, Father God. I thank you, God, for the men that you love. You love your sons, Lord God. That you see them as worthy. You see them as pure, not as the world sees them. That you see them, you cherish them, Father God, that you delight in them. So I just decree and declare that your men, your sons, will rise up to be who you're calling them to be. That they will rise up and to be the men that you're calling them to be. That they are leaders. That they are the head and not the tail. Above only, not beneath. I'm not saying that they're above. I'm not saying that they're above in a chauvinistic way. I'm talking about they know who they are in you, God. That you are their covering. And that they allow you to take full control in their life. So I just release your presence upon these men, Father God. I just decree and declare that your identity just begins to permeate through their very being, that you just bring healing in their lives where their manhood, their true manhood in Christ has been stolen, Father God. So I just release life in that situation right now in Jesus' name, Father God. I just decree and declare that you would just send godly men who love on them, who will mentor them, such as like Roderick, Lord God. In Jesus' name I pray.
Father, I just come into agreement with Gabri about the men that they would walk in their full identity, become the men that you have called them to be, that you have designed
and orchestrate it for them to become, God, to be leaders and to be fathers, to be brothers. And I just pray, Lord, that you would just get them out of that place of bondage and into a place of freedom. And God, I just pray for our president, God, that you would be, that you would orchestrate every single step, every single avenue, everything that he does, God. There will be orchestrated by you completely and totally. That I ask, God, that you would encounter him with your love and that he would make, that his decisions would be kingdom-based and kingdom-led in Jesus' name. I just pray for these people who are listening. I ask, God, that you'd bless them and bless them with good night sleep and rest and just peace in Jesus' name. Amen.
My queen.
Yes. Yes.
What a broadcast. Anything on your, anything that is on your heart, go ahead, baby.
Continuing on with the prayers, Father, we just thank you tonight for this mighty broadcast. We thank you for these twins, Lord, who have come and allowed you, Holy Spirit, to move through them and gave their mighty testimonies and gave encouraging words and even prayers and yielded the oil that you have placed on the inside of them for the people of God. We ask even now, Lord, that you will strengthen them in their inner parts, oh God. You know all their hidden prayers and all their secrets, Lord God, that they have before you, Father. And we ask that you will loose upon them the desires of their hearts, Father, for just knowing their the Spirit and the presence of God that walks with them, that they delight in you. And your word says if you delight in him, that he gives us the desires of our hearts. We thank you now for Daria and Gabri. And, Lord, we even speak peaceful sleep, that rest, that joy, and just more of the gracious Holy Spirit upon them. We ask, oh God, that you would surround them with newness, Father. Everything that comes in their way, Lord, that is not assigned by you that causes them pain, we ask that you immediately remove it. And we thank you that you've already given your angel charge over them, Lord, that they will not even dash a foot, their foot against a stone. So we thank you now that even as these two will host next Sunday Prophecy Alive for Roderick and myself, Lord God, that you will give them fresh rhema word for the people of God, and that you will use them in a mighty way and let their week go smoothly and let them have favor according to Luke 2:52. In Jesus' name we thank you, Lord.
Next Sunday, September 15th, join us, Prophecy Alive.
Yes.
For Daria and Gabri will be ministering. God bless you. Thank you all. God bless you all.
Of the morning, the dark, my building.